following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It is football season. Of course, it's always football season in Nebraska and various other places throughout the Big Ten. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you live from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. The players, the coaches, Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin, Illinois, kind of the early session here today. And the best part about the getting to do media days and getting to do the program live here is it's one after another. And let's start with Purdue. Coach Daryl Hazel in his second year is making his rounds through the media. And Coach, it's a pleasure to start the program off with you. Good morning.
Well, thanks for having me on the show this morning, guys. Good to see you guys.
Well, it's great to get here. And I know every coach wants to refresh the batteries, recharge, and then it's go, go, go. Were you able to refresh the batteries, or was there just too much to concern yourself trying to improve Purdue football?
No, you know what? This was our first chance to really get away since we took the job. So our family went out west, went out to Montana and Wyoming and South Dakota. Actually got a chance to see Mount Rushmore this
cool.
And neat to see that out there this summer.
Coach, what are some of the things that in the second year you're hoping to do that maybe you just didn't have the personnel for in terms of trying to make that transition from where Purdue was to where you want Purdue to be?
Well, I think that the big thing from year one to year two, whenever you take a program over, is making sure everybody learns the way you want things done. And nobody's at fault when you do that, when you come into a program. But our guys have done a phenomenal job since we got back in January of just learning the system, how we do things, and really have really created a great environment for us to be successful. So I'm excited about this year.
Was it tougher than you thought it was going to be?
You know, you go through it and you take your scars and your lumps and you learn from it and you keep working the process. And you know what's at the end of the process. It's always hard to lose. I don't care whether you're having a great year or not such a good year. It's always hard to lose. And you move forward from that and you learn from it.
Well, sometimes you learn more in a loss than you do from a win, as you know, Coach. What are some of those lessons that maybe you were able to pick up along the way?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you always stay together, no matter what the situation is, and you fight for each other, and you put your best effort out every single opportunity. And if you don't do that, you're shortchanging each other in the program. And I think our kids have learned that valuable lesson.
Did they have that inherently, or did they kind of have to learn that as the season went along?
I think you learn it. I think sometimes you know the expectations might be here or here or here, but at the end of the day, this is the product that you put out there, and it's very important that you visualize your product before and after and say, what is it really? And if you can do that honestly, you can make strides.
We're talking with Purdue head football coach Daryl Hazel here at Big Ten Media Days. Want to talk about a couple of the guys that you brought with you, including Raheem Mostert, who we'd heard about as we previewed. He is extremely quick. His football prowess before last season, he'd kind of started hot and kind of hit that down cycle. Tell us a little bit about him and how he can turn track back into football for you.
He's a special guy, and he'll bust onto the scene this year. I really believe that. We have to get him the ball 20 to 25 times a game because he can make a huge impact on our football team. He's fast. He's 10.15 in the 100, and just a legitimate game changer for you. And he's stronger than people think he is. He's more physical than people think he is. And we probably didn't do as good a job as a staff of putting him in the positions to be successful. But he was a different guy, too, last year. We played him in the slot and tried to manufacture something out there. But he's a running back for us.
Defensively, Sean Robinson, here's a kid that changed positions before you were around. Maybe that's why he's wearing 10 at the linebacker position. But talk about how he can help get this team going for maybe even a leadership role.
Well, he's the catalyst of our defense inside. He's a great football player. And then, you know, people hate when they refer to him as he used to play quarterback because he is a linebacker. He's a physical guy. He's instinctive. And, you know, he can get guys lined up and make a lot of plays for us, you know, between the tackles. But he also runs well enough to be able to track guys out on the perimeter.
What are you looking for early on? I mean, you say you report on next Sunday, second year with the guys, a decent schedule ahead of you here, the new divisions, two new members of the league. But the first couple of days, what are you looking for from your guys?
I want it to be practice 6 execution. Not practice 1. I want it to be practice 6 execution. Our guys coming out, flying around, having fun, and really exercising their assignments to the nth degree and really being able to focus in and not say, okay, we got to repeat this play or repeat this scheme or blitz, whatever. I want it to be hit the ground running, practice 6, and let's go.
Every school in the Big Ten kind of has their little niche. You know, Penn State is linebacker U. Without a question, Purdue has one of the richest traditions at quarterback. Talk about, in general, your starter and the rest of the quarterback core there. Is that something that you really can kind of build on with Purdue?
I tell you what, they take a lot of pride in that, the quarterback position, because they do know that all those great quarterbacks that played before them, Drew Brees and, you know, Kyle Ortons and, you know, all the Mark Hermans, all those guys, it goes back, Bob Greasy and Lenny Dawson, all those guys, the great players.
You had to bring up Bob Greasy. I'm a Dolphins fan,
yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah, all those great quarterbacks. And I'm sure I'm missing probably 10 of them, but those guys take a lot of pride in that. And to be the starting quarterback at Purdue is a special honor. And we have 3 guys that are in the room right now, Danny Etling, Austin Appleby, and David Blau, and they're all premier kids and workers, and they prepare themselves like quarterbacks should, and they talk the talk, and they walk the walk.
Well, Coach, I know it's a busy day, so we appreciate you starting off our coverage here on the Doug and Daddy Show in Nebraska with a chat, and we look forward to coming out there on November the 1st.
Absolutely. It's going to be a good weekend.
Coach, thanks so
much.
Coach,
appreciate the time. Nice meeting you.
That's Purdue head football coach Daryl Hazel starting our coverage here at Big Ten Media Days here in Chicago as they make the rounds here, and we'll talk intermittently about some other sports today. We know we have Legion baseball and state tournaments and a few other things going on out there, but it's mostly football today here from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, and we will be a busy, busy crew. And Randy, we've already kind of ran around and heard from some of the players, some of the coaches here today, and again, Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin, Illinois, kind of the early crew here today. We'll talk with Nebraska today. Corey Cooper, Kenny Bell, Amir Abdullah, they are all here.
Yeah, and there was a lot of talk. Northwestern was one of the first teams that kind of went through the cycle. Pat Fitzgerald had the mic to start things off, and then they break up into another room up a little bit higher. And there was a lot of discussion, obviously, at Northwestern. You know, the elephant in the room, if you will, is their movement toward unionization. Yeah. And it was really interesting to hear a little bit of a different take on there. They said, you know, really our issue is not with Northwestern. Northwestern does things right. Several times the player said, Northwestern does things right. So when we're talking about this, it is not meant to be a shot at Northwestern in particular. And they said, in a way, we're the wrong school to be doing this because we're not a great example of how universities take advantage of student athletes. They're happy with how Northwestern has done it. And I thought that was very interesting in hearing that. And I heard it from all 3 players in one form or another.
And that's going to be a couple of schools are going to have issues over the top of them, and Northwestern is going to be continually asked about that, and we'll go down some of the other, you know, Michigan, is it hot seat, where you at? I'm very interested to hear from Michigan, which I'm sure will be more on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy show, because last year when we were here, everybody was talking about, boy, Michigan is going to be great next year. Well, this is next year. They didn't have quite the season they wanted last year, but this is supposed to be their year, and now nobody's really talking to them, although I did see Rick Pizzo of the Big Ten Network today says, you know what, they don't play all the big boys. I kind of like their schedule, and I'm interested to see if Michigan can be a team that I think can compete to go to the Big Ten championship
game. They are going under the radar a little bit. You have to talk about Wisconsin because of all the success they've had in the last few years. Different division slightly, but they've had success in the last few years. Nebraska, obviously, is always in that conversation. I think Iowa's kind of the media darling, if you will, in terms of who's going to be out west. But you're right, Michigan. And when's the last time you kind of overlooked Michigan, for crying out loud? And being one of those teams that you overlook in the conference.
And it's so tough because now they're the East Division with Ohio State, with the defending champions in Michigan State. Some people still kind of hanging a little bit on Penn State, which I've thought would probably be their year to fall off, not because they don't have talent, not because James Franklin isn't a good coach. It's just that the sanction's going to maybe catch up with
the
them.
The depth is going to get them, I'm afraid, down the road.
And yeah, they're starting 22 and change maybe right up there with anybody else in the league. So I guess we'll see how that plays. Want to let you know that our Big Ten Media Days coverage is brought to you in part by the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island. Go to gidiocese.org for mass times and parish activities throughout central and western Nebraska. And of course, Grand Island 5 points and Home Federal continuing to do well and stay in the winner's bracket at the state baseball tournament. Hastings and Kearney have both went 1-1 in the senior division and will all play a little bit later on this afternoon. This is Big Ten Media Days live from Chicago here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We'll be back with more after this.
Some days getting started is tough. It takes you longer than it used to get up and go. Maybe you need to lose a couple of pounds. Get back in shape. It's time to start something new. ManCore, with our most powerful all-natural male supplements. ManCore helps you tighten your core and shed pounds fast. Build increased strength and stamina, plus a powerful formula to help you sleep all night like you earned it. ManCore is for any guy who wants to look better, feel better, and most of all, perform better. Ask your complete nutrition success coach about ManCore and start something new today. This month only, get 30% off your ManCore 3-pack. Complete Nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As some sunshine continues across the area through the day today, we'll head up to about 83 for a high. It's Wednesday to the northeast from 5 to 10. For tonight, there's a chance for some isolated shower activity late with a low at 61. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 68.
Yeah.
the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Big Ten Media Days, brought to you in part by Misco's Sports. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping you better equipped for the games you play for decades and continue to do so for the upcoming fall sports season. Check out their website, which is new and updated, coming your way soon. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here in Chicago, and we are pleased to be joined here at Media Days by Ryan Russell, defensive end for Purdue, who's moved all the way from Carleton, Texas, and we were talking during the break there. Ryan, first, thanks for giving us some time, but we were talking about just a Texas kid with so many Division I, Division II schools down there and a previous coaching staff coming down and recruiting you. How hard was it to make that adjustment? What was it like moving from Texas up to going to Purdue?
Well, it was definitely hard. First and foremost, the weather. Oh, my goodness. the winters. I've never seen winters like it. But on a more serious note, I mean, it was hard, definitely being a young man trying to come into your own. But I think it was also good for me, you know, kind of getting a new environment, finding out what works for me and what's best for me and just coming into my own, really. Because sometimes, you know, if you stay close to home, you know, guys are going home every other weekend. You kind of don't get to branch out and become independent in that sort of way. So I think it was one of the best things that could have happened for me.
Besides that move, you've also had a move in terms of coaches. You were recruited by a different regime. Coach Hazel now, head coach. What is different under him than what you've experienced before?
Well, Coach Hazel is definitely a businessman through and through. You know, he's very professional. He's very, you know, he's into details. And I think that's something that especially a lot of young men need, not just to become good players, but to become men, you know, real men and successful men in this world. So I think that's a great thing that he's brought to our team and to our family, is just being a stickler of details, really, really letting you know that all the little things do add up.
In this day and age, unfortunately, it seems like there's a lot of student athletes, not just football, that at some point go through a coaching change. How long did it take? Because obviously the wins and losses didn't come like you guys wanted last year. Has the transformation been complete? Everybody's on board, or we still got to get through fall camp here to get things turned around?
I believe the transition complete. I mean, you know, transition's hard for everybody, and everyone handles it differently. Me personally, I didn't really even understand how hard it was affecting me till after the season. I got to get some time away and look back and reflect and really see, you know, was I doing the best that I could do? Was I being the leader in fulfilling the potential that I had? And so, you know, I think especially in the offseason, after the season, it hit us hard. Like, wow, you know, we need to come together as a family. We need to come together as a team and just embrace each other. And I would say it's all in now. Everyone's all in. That was the big emphasis this spring, is just getting everyone on the same page, getting everyone on board. And if you're not, you know, then maybe this isn't the place for you. But we've had a great success in everyone coming together as family and brothers, whether it's coaching staff and player or player and player. And we've all shared the same goals and values as not just players but men. And I think that's going to show this season.
Ryan, that is a kind of a nice buildup on relationships and the kind of that human aspect. X's and O's, as a defensive end, has things changed for you? Has the defensive philosophy changed, or is it still the same job when you're out there lined up on defensive end?
Well, last season, you know, I played a little bit of outside linebacker. I was doing some different things in that aspect. X's and O's, like most schemes are most schemes. You know, you only have so many things you can run. But it's just, I think it's really vocab and how you go about things. That's the biggest thing in transition. Like everything, even if it's a similar technique, there would be a different word for it or maybe a different drill to practice it.
Learning the language. Yeah.
Exactly. So just being immersed in a whole new culture of football is, I think, the biggest thing. Especially for, you know, us older players, you know, we've been taught one way for so long, kind of, you know, being able to revisit and reinvent and come up with new things, I think is big. But I think everyone's made the transition. Of course, it wasn't as graceful last season, but now I believe that, you know, we're all on board. Everyone you can see is more focused and just more on the same page. We all know what we're doing. We all know our role in the defense and on this team. And I think that's going to help us to improve our record and win more games.
We're talking here with Ryan Russell, defensive end for Purdue, on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Chicago. And you've played a lot of football at Purdue. You've had the opportunity to start a lot of football games, banged up a little bit there. Who were some of the new guys? Because I know one of the things with Purdue was a lot of young guys were a part of this team that are now going to get some experience. Who are we going to hear from on the Purdue defense this year?
I would definitely look out for Rajon Howard, a young defensive tackle going to his true sophomore year. Right now he's poised to start. You know, so if he keeps doing the things he'll be doing, he'll be one of the starters. He was number 93 last season. I believe he changed his number this season, so watch out for him. But he's a rare player, and I haven't really seen a player like him since a Kawhan Short, since, you know, players of that caliber are Mike Neal, just someone who's that big and athletic and strong, but also quick. So with those combination of skills, there's no reason why he can't be one of the more dominant players in the conference, if not the country, when he gets older. And just watching him develop, he's grown a lot too, as coming in as a true freshman from now. He's just it's crazy how, you know, sometimes you're caught up in your personal progress, and, you know, I see how I've changed, but just to watch your brothers and people that you bleed and sweat with every day grow up and develop in that way too is something special. So definitely watch out for him. He's going to make a lot of noise this season.
When you're playing linebacker, you know, you get a lot of tackles. I mean, the defense is really designed to funnel it to the linebackers. As a defensive end, you have the responsibility of making sure they don't turn the corner on you, and then occasionally rush the passer. What about defensive end? What aspect of that do you enjoy the most? What do you enjoy the least?
I love defensive end because it's – and I always kind of joke with, like, the secondary and the linebackers on it. Like, they depend on us, you know what I mean? If the defensive line is in the right gap, and especially at the end position, if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, you can put your linebackers in a bad position. You can have your corners covering for longer than they need to cover. You can have your safeties hang out to dry. So it's like it's a lot of responsibility, but at the same time, that's what I like about it. I control my own destiny. I can help. Being disruptive is one of the best traits or characteristics you can get said about you. If you're a disruptive lineman, you know you're doing your job. You know you're making everybody else's job that much easier. So I just like being to not only control my own destiny, but to help my teammates out and help them hopefully make their job easier. And in that way, win a lot of games. And everybody loves tackling the quarterback. I mean,
yeah, what's not to love about that?
I mean, in practice, you're told you can't touch them all day. Then finally, when game day comes, it's like opening a Christmas present. So that's one of my favorite things to do.
Well, speaking of game day, and we'll wrap it up here with Ryan Russell, defensive end for Purdue. You don't have a true road game until you get into conference play. You do get to play Notre Dame. Do you look at a schedule and say, hey, we got some cool things and we got an opportunity to get off to a good start this year?
Definitely. You know, I look at the schedule. I see who all we play. Of course, we've already been watching film on our first couple opponents. And I think having a lot of home games, especially for the younger team that we are, is great for us. And I think it's a good thing at the end of the transition that we went through to be able to show the fans and show Purdue Nation, you know, this is who we are now. Last season, it's done and over with. We separated ourselves from that. So being able to display your talents to the people who support you and who love you as an organization and as a team and as a family, you know, the way that we do, I think is a great thing. So I think the schedule is tailor-made for us to be successful this season, not just because of maybe the non-conference strength or the conference strength, but just because of we're in our own environment and we're ready to own up to the responsibility to be the Purdue that we all set out and committed to be.
What is the Purdue that you guys are all committed to be? I mean, what is a realistic expectation you guys are placing for yourselves for this season?
Well, whether other teams think it's realistic or not, the goal is always to be the Big Ten champions. It's not going to change. Even if you go 1-11, if you win no games, even if you win every game, a new season is a new season in its own. It has the power to be something beautiful and something new that you create together with your family. And the goal is not going to change. We want to be the Big Ten champs. That's what we set out to do every day. That's what we break it out to be every day. That's why I come into the weight room early. That's why I try to leave it last, because I want to be a Big Ten champion before I leave here.
Well, he has started almost every game the last 3 years for a Purdue defensive end. Ryan Russell joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ryan, we'll let you get on to the next stop, and we look forward to seeing all your games, especially the Nebraska game when we get that chance in November. So best of luck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Thanks for the time.
Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Great talking with some of the student athletes every single year and finding out a little bit more about each and every one of them. Ryan Russell joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And you're going to get that answer, Randy, every time, you know, I want to be a Big Ten champ. And he's got perspective. He knows nobody else thinks Purdue's going to do much this year.
Right.
They're picked at the bottom of the league. The informal media poll that came out on Friday, they're picked at the bottom.
And again, football is such a team sport. I loved his answer in terms of my job as a defensive end is to make my other teammates better. That's what defensive linemen do. They take up space. They take up numbers. They take up blockers. So linebackers and the other like can be the person that actually makes a tackle, except for the occasional time that they get a come off a little bit of pass rush and get a quarterback, which he said is like a Christmas present. So it again, we're going to find a lot of really smart, articulate, these young men are going to represent their university very well. There's a reason the schools chose them to come to Media Day. And you know, like you say, Ryan, that's going to be the answer. It's probably not going to be where they're at. But you know what? You make the program better. You leave it better than you found it. down the road, if Purdue does win one, then he'll have his fingerprints all over that as well.
No doubt about it, and that's continuing coverage of Big Ten Media Days, brought to you in part by the Chicken Coop and Kearney, your original sports bar and grill, serving flame-broiled buffalo wings cooked over an open flame. Then one of their homemade sauces is seared onto the wing to give it that one-of-a-kind flavor. Offering home-style pizzas, burgers, salads, quesadillas, there's the kids' menu, and many other items. On the bricks downtown Kearney, it's the Chicken Coop. Stop by and see them for lunch today. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you live from Chicago, and Big Ten Media Days rolling on. We hope to catch up with some Northwestern and Illinois in this portion of the day, and we've got a lot more sports to cover for you as well. As things continue on here, we'll talk with Corey Cooper of the Huskers. Extended Doug and Daddy show, of course, will be going until at least 1 o'clock the next couple of days while we are here in Chicago. And Amir Abdullah getting to give the keynote speech for the players tomorrow at the Big Ten luncheon. And Amir was on with our friends in Omaha earlier this morning, and he got asked about it. He didn't really divulge a whole lot of what he's going to say. It was almost like he figured he's not going to answer that question for everybody, and we'll wait till tomorrow to see what he says. But I think a lot of people are intrigued. It's always a highlight of the luncheon tomorrow, and I'm sure he'll do a great job. What a background he has growing up, coming out of Alabama and doing what he's doing. Could maybe break everything but the career rushing record from Mike Rozier, and who knows? He needs about 1,800 yards, I think it is, to get to that. He had 1,600 last year, but how he goes, I think a lot depends on how Tommy Armstrong or whoever takes the snaps can help him out this year.
Yeah, and it again, getting a Big Ten championship game would be another game for you to gain a couple hundred more yards. Again, you'll be against pretty good competition to do that. But, you know, having another game out there would certainly be helpful as well. But, yeah, he's represented the university very, very well. And he's there's a lot of energy with him. You know, I mean, he just brings a lot of energy. You just can't help but root for him.
We'll take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we continue on. More interviews to come. Stay with us here on ESPN Radio.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
Hi, I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Ray Miller. Severe weather season is here once again, and when storms threaten, it's essential to stay informed. The best way to do that is to keep your radio tuned right here. Weather Eye's team of meteorologists is on duty 24/7 with the latest technology, providing you with live storm updates to keep your family safe. And for even more weather information, download the Weatherology app for iPhone and Android, where you can view updated radar and share your storm reports and photos. Weatherology, available for free on Google Play and in the App Store.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter travel to Chicago to bring you live coverage of Big Ten Media Days. Join them from 11 to 1 this Monday and Tuesday, plus bonus coverage when they return. Hear from the new guys on the block, Rutgers and Maryland. One-on-one interviews with the Big Ten coaches and star players. Brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island. Log on to gidiocese.org for mass times and parish activities throughout Central and Western Nebraska. Big Ten Media Days coverage on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
At Platte Valley Auto, we've been setting records and selling cars to the best customers around for 32 years strong. Every 41 seconds, a new Ford truck is sold in America, the number one selling brand for 37 years straight. Ram, the fastest growing brand in America, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. And at Platte Valley Auto, we are proud to sell the best-rated, best-selling trucks in America. Ford truck, Ram truck, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep to the best customers in America. Platte Valley Auto, downtown Lexington, and PlatteValleyAuto.com.
And welcome back to Chicago, the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to be at the Chicago Hilton. Kind of a ritzy place for us, isn't it?
More highfalutin than I'm used to, that's for sure. I'll tell you what, Corey's dressed well enough. He looks like he belongs here.
Well, all the Huskers look really, really good, and we're going to start off with Nebraska's leading tackler from last year. Corey Cooper joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for the time, Corey. How are you this morning?
No problem. Thank you. I'm pretty good, man. Just enjoying this experience today.
I don't even know if I've asked any of the Husker guys this before. Who tells you or asks you, how does the process go about coming to Chicago? Do they ask you if you want to go? Do they tell you if you want to go? How does that work?
It's kind of a bit of both. They tell you that you've been picked by Coach Bellini to represent the team at Big Ten Media Day, and they ask you if you accept. And, of course, most people are going to say yes, so that's pretty much how that works.
Do you get any free time? Do you get to see the city at all?
Well, I'm from here, so.
Oh, you know the city then.
Yeah.
do you have some downtime that maybe you can see some friends, family, and show everybody else around?
Well, I've been here since Friday. The rest of my teammates and the coaches, they flew in this morning, actually, and they leave in tomorrow as soon as they get done with all the media events or whatever. So I've been here for a few extra days because I'm obviously from here, so, yeah, I get to do whatever.
I'm going to write it down. What's the deep dish pizza place I need to go to?
Everywhere, man.
I told Doug that, by the way.
There's some really good places, really, really good places that we have found to dine while we are here. But let's get back into a little football. It's time to get going here again. What should we know about off-season workouts between spring ball and now? From a player standpoint, what have you seen compared to maybe the last couple of years? Are you seeing some clicks? Are you seeing some young guys' eyes light up? Kind of give us your coaching perspective of what the defense has done here in the offseason.
Well, pretty much like every other team is working out as far as running and lifting. And the young guys, I mean, we just pretty much trying to carry them along the way. Guys that's been around like myself, me and the other leaders. So it's just pretty much just letting those guys know how camp's going to be and watching film with them, teaching them the defense, trying to give them a head start so when they get to camp, it's not brand new to them. So we've been carrying those guys along, and I think they've done a good job so far.
Black shirts last year, pretty solid year. Generally, when the safety of the team leads the team in tackles, that's a problem. But for you, 91 tackles last year, it seemed like they weren't those deep tackles down the field, you know what I mean? So how does that scheme kind of work where you're so involved in the defense and you're not just playing way back, way deep?
Well, I obviously like getting in the run game, so I enjoy being closer to the line of scrimmage. And this season, I think we got a lot of guys with experience, so me leading the team in tackles probably won't happen again. But like you said, it wasn't a lot of deep down the field tackles, so it wasn't like we had a terrible defense. But now we got backers with more experience this year, mm-hmm. and front seven in general more experience. So I think the defense will be a whole lot better. So we'll see who leads the team in tackles, but.
We're talking with Corey Cooper here, Nebraska safety, Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Randy Bushcutter with you at Big Ten Media Days. Unfortunately, that Avery Moss won't be with the team this year. Who steps up in that role, and how big of a void will that be without him being able to return?
We're definitely going to miss Avery. I mean, he was a key contributor to our defense last year. And but we got guys like Greg McMullen who step up in this position and a lot of young guys coming in. So it'll just be like we have to replace him by committee. Because he was a good player, so we can't replace him with just one. But we got guys to step in and ready to contribute.
Corey, as a senior, asked to take on a more of a leadership role, the fact that you're in Chicago is a sign that Coach Pelini's kind of looking toward that. How do you approach that job? How do you kind of take what you've been taught by older players over the last few years and then kind of make that job of being team leader your own?
This is a position that I knew I would be in one day. So, like you said, I just watch other guys, how they handled it when they was leaders and how they handled me, things they showed me. And I try to carry on that same knowledge to the younger guys we got coming in. So there's not really much of a big difference. I'm not much of a vocal leader or a rah-rah kind of guy. I just go about my business and more of a leader by example. So it's not hard for me to for guys to just look up to me and see what I'm doing and for me to be vocal when needed.
Have you guys had to go into the fund and get a couple of bikes for Banderas so he has a ride home now?
Oh, man. Don't even remind me.
You stepped into that, didn't I?
Is that a team punishment or is that an individual punishment when something comes down to a player on the team? Because it hasn't happened very much over the last couple of years, which is cool. But how is that handled internally? And I know Coach doesn't – I don't expect you to get deep into it, but how do you guys handle that, being a senior, being a leader?
Well, that's something that Coach Bo deal with when it's legal issues. That's kind of beyond my realm, so I leave that up to the coaches.
You've already earned your degree in ethnic studies, working on your master's. What master's are you working toward? And someday football is going to come to an end. Obviously, working on a master's program is an indication that you're planning for that. What does the future hold after football?
I'm not quite sure exactly what I want to do. I just know I want to continue pursuing my education while I can. So I'd be lying if I told you I have my whole career mapped out after football. But I just want to continue my education and see what happens.
And, of course, the fans back home want to know about the foot. Everything sounds good. You told us before we got out of the break there, but just for the fans back there, you felt good when? When did you feel 100%?
Pretty much after spring ball. They held me out of spring ball for precaution reasons, and they didn't want me to injure to keep lingering or whatever. So I just pretty much rested it all spring. As soon as spring was over, I wasn't restricted from any workouts in the summer. So I've been full go for months now, so I'm just ready to get back at it again.
By not being able to get into contact in spring ball, what did you do to keep learning and stay in shape? How did that process go since you couldn't be out there every day?
It was all mental for me. I just paid attention to each rep. I wasn't just out there just watching to be watching. Like, I was out there leading, helping guys, lining guys up, staying in tune mentally, and going to all the meetings. And so this spring to me was more of a mental preparation of football as far as physical. So,
safe to say that you were kind of an extra assistant coach over the spring?
You can say that. You can say that.
Was that fun?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. I obviously wanted to be out there with my teammates, but
right.
Being able to see the game from a different angle, I think it helped me a lot. I learned a lot just by watching. So I think it'll help me out come fall.
Well, this defense is getting a lot of press, a lot of good things being said. And, Corey, I know you guys are going to be leading the Big Red out of the tunnel here in just about a month. So we appreciate giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll see you when we get back to Lincoln.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thanks for all being right, here.
Corey, appreciate time.
That is Nebraska safety Corey Cooper joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Glad to have him along as the Huskers getting ready to head to camp and get the season underway. Later we'll talk to Amir Abdullah, and we'll talk to Kenny Bell, who is here in force for the Big Red, as our Doug and Daddy Show brought to you in part by Chicken Coop and Kearney, your original sports bar and grill, serving flame broiled buffalo wings. And of course, they offer homestyle pizzas, burgers, salads, quesadillas, the kids' menu, and so much more at the Chicken Coop in Kearney. So you've got a couple of spots that Nebraska defensively will be open, but you've got so much coming back. Randy Gregory getting a lot of the preseason hype just going into his junior year. But as you said, Corey will be going into a different – and some players in every sport are that way, but to be graduated and still be playing is a whole another realm. Sometimes the class load doesn't necessarily take up all your time.
It does free up some time. You're graduate, at least in terms of hours. Obviously, the depth of the study that you have to have is a little bit more cerebral, but you can kind of tell talking to him. He's a cerebral guy, gives it a lot of thought. And to me, it's always interesting when your safety is your leading tackler. That's usually a sign that your defense really has suffered. But he's a ball hawk. He goes after it. He comes up on run support tremendously well. And again, if there can be a little bit of pass rush, if there can be some threats where the quarterback has to throw the ball a little bit quicker, maybe they'll try that long deep pass. And Cooper's got the speed. You know, he's again, he's more of a run stopper, but he's got enough speed that he'll be able to track down a few balls. And turnovers are one of those keys on the defense that Nebraska didn't really capitalize on as much last year as they're probably going to need to this year.
Well, there's absolutely no doubt about it. And you look at that, we've touched on it a couple of times. When Nebraska got beat, they got beat. They didn't get beat by three or seven points. When they got beat, they got beat. When they won, things were looking good as well, and you make a lot of tackles that way. When you're getting thumped, that's when guys are getting into the secondary. So reasons maybe that Corey led the team. But you're right, he probably won't lead the team this year, as he said.
Well, and honestly, we hope not. I mean, that's not necessarily a good sign when your safety is your leading tackler, unless you come with a lot of safety blitzes and he's been extremely successful there. That really wasn't the case for Nebraska last year. He had to come up a little bit too much and help out. And Nebraska didn't have enough tackles for loss, and your safeties rarely are going to have a tackle for loss.
Well, we're going to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be back with more from Big Ten Media Days right after this.
ESPN, SuperStation SportsCenter.
Good afternoon. Filling in for Mike Will, the check of your sports here on ESPN Radio. I'm Tyson Evronik. Papillion La Vista South Associated Fire beat Hastings 5 points Bank 8-1 last night in the American Division of the Class A State Tournament in Omaha. Jared Foote was the losing pitcher. He went 5 innings and gave up 8 runs and 7 hits. Foote struck out 3 and walked 1. Brock Dreher had 3 hits. Hastings is now 28-19 on the season and will play Lincoln Southwest in the elimination game at 5 o'clock today. Lincoln Southwest eliminated Columbus Cornerstone Insurance yesterday 17-4. 12:30 KHS will broadcast, beginning with the pregame show at 4:45. Saturday, Hastings defeated Millard North by the score of 10-6. In the National Division at Ryder Park, Grand Island Home Federal beat Ralston 8-4. Alec Lee pitched 5 2/3 inning of no-hit ball to pick up the win. Calvin Henke was 3-for-4 at the plate. Grand Island Home Federal will play Omaha Creighton Prep in the winner's bracket final at 7:30 tonight. Omaha Creighton Prep down the Millard South 52. Patriots 9-4. Kearney runs a state alive with an 8-7 win over Gretna. Kearney trailed 6-0 going into the bottom of the fourth inning. Chris Lane was the winning pitcher. Kearney will play Ralston at 1:30 today in the elimination game. At the Class C Senior Tournament in Hebron, Shelton Gibbon beat Wymore 9-8 in 9 innings. Shelton Gibbon will play Hebron in the winner's bracket final at 8 o'clock tonight. Hebron got by Creighton 3-2 in 9 innings. In another action, Reed Stone struck out 13 to lead Sutton past Crofton 8-4 in the elimination game. Sutton will play Wymore in another elimination game at 2 o'clock this afternoon. In the Class A Junior State Tournament at Elkhorn South, Grand Island 5 points Bank got by Millard West by the score of 3-2. Grand Island will play the Millard South at 7 o'clock tonight in the winner's bracket final. Cleveland beat the Kansas City Royals 10-3 yesterday. Kansas City will open a series with the Minnesota Twins tomorrow night at 7:10. And that is a check on sports.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-866-798-3547. 1-866-798-3547. That's 1-866-798-3547. 1-866-798-3547.
And the Doug and Daddy Show here on Nebraska's ESPN Superstation rolls on from Chicago and Big Ten Media Days. Glad to have you along with us, Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, where we're going to jump into some Wisconsin football. And I know this will have a particular interest for the folks back home because a lot of folks have picked Wisconsin. The media picked Wisconsin to win the Western Division, and we're catching up with Warren Herring. He is a redshirt senior nose guard who's going to wreak some havoc this year. Warren, thanks for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad to have you. And you, let's just face it, I think since Nebraska, I'll start with that angle, since Nebraska has come into the Big Ten, We've played Ohio State and Michigan, but Wisconsin is the team slash the game that the program and the season has been measured up to. And that beatdown you guys put on us a couple years ago in the championship game, that was of epic proportions. But a lot of question marks, especially on the defensive side of the ball for you guys this year. There's a lot of new starters, but and with only starting one game last year, you would be one of those. Yeah. But that doesn't mean there's a lack of talent. What will you tell the people about a lot of the new guys, including yourself, that are going to be taking over some of those jobs this year?
We're ready to go. I mean, you know, we're hungry to play. We got a lot of young guys. Like I said, Chikwe Obashi, Alec James, Arthur Goldberg, guys that are ready to step up and play. Guys getting better every day, taking strides in the summer. I mean, it's great to see improvement out of everybody.
Warren, the conference is known for its physicality, its toughness up front. You're a nose guard, man. I mean, yeah. I mean, you're ground zero for those battles. What is that kind of – I mean, you don't get your name in the paper, but you're right there and taking the brunt of that. Are you nuts, man? That's what I want to know. Are you crazy?
I love it. I mean, when you play football, I mean, you expect physicality. I mean, you got to love physicality in order to play the game, and that's one thing I've learned to love is just being able to hit somebody else. I've taken a couple hits. I'm not gonna lie about that, but I mean, the physicality of the game is just it's awesome, and I mean. It's just you got to be nuts to be able to play inside, especially when you got two dudes on you almost every play. So it's tough. You know, I mean, you're going to leave a game, especially playing in the Big Ten, with a bump or bruise or two after a game.
Take me back to a spring practice, spring game. I know there's still some talk about who's going to actually be running the offense and quarterback, but how did you like the way your defensive unit performed, and how did they stack up with what you guys got offensively?
We practice again. We're practicing against one of the top offensive lines in the country. That's just a tradition that Wisconsin has upheld, and it helps us get better. And I mean, yeah, we're tight in some spots. I mean, you know, we got to get better. That's why we got camp and things like that, seeing where guys mesh and fit with the defense. But I loved where we were at. You know, we're constantly getting better every day, and guys are challenging themselves and challenging one another. I mean, it's not just a family environment. You know, it's competitive. Guys want to get out there and play, and that makes us all better in the end.
Talk about the guys that are playing on either side of you on the defensive line.
I know for sure you got Konrad Zegzebski. Konrad Zegzebski came in with me. You know, we've been brothers since day one. A lot of experience, great technique. Great teacher as well. I mean, I can bounce ideas off of him, and he bounces ideas off of me. And, I mean, you know, we take the young guys under our wing. But, the other side, you got Chikwe Obashi right there right now. But, I mean, you got other guys that can step in, like James Adeanju, Jay Kiefer, Connor Shee. He's a young guy who's a freshman. He's a true freshman right now. He's shining in a lot of spots. So, I mean, that other side's up for grabs.
We're talking here for another couple of minutes with Warren Herring of Wisconsin. You look at I always like to look at the background and the parents and the lineage, and then you look at what you're majoring in. You're a little bit different here. Tell the folks what you're majoring in and what the interest is there.
Majoring in consumer affairs, hopefully to being able to work in either finance or marketing. I mean, it's really broad. I can take either route. Got a chance to intern with Northwestern Mutual this past summer, which was an eye-opening experience. It was a great experience, one of the top five internships in the country. So it was a great opportunity for me. So, yeah, one of those routes. I don't know yet. I'm currently in grad school this summer, taking a couple grad school classes, currently a 4.0 grad student.
What a boy.
So, I mean, just
there
man.
You go.
Yeah. trying to get a leg up in this job world.
your mom was an athlete, ran track. Your father was a football player. How helpful has that been for you to be able to kind of rely on them in terms of being able to talk about what it's like to be a student athlete and what it takes to get through all this?
Well, first and foremost, they're just great examples to me as far as keeping the faith. I mean, through times of trials and when things are going good, like just keeping the faith and always remembering to give the praise back to Christ first and foremost. And then just it's always good to be able to talk to them, because they've been in those pressure situations before. You know, if it's come a time where I kind of feel uncomfortable, you know, they're always available for me to call. I mean, And they'll always talk me through a situation like, hey, like, this is what you got to do. You got to look for this. You got to look for that. Things like that. And, I mean, it's just a big help. And, I mean, I'm glad to have them on my side every step of the way.
Second year for Coach Anderson. What was the adjustment like? And what were some of the differences that you guys had to get accustomed to last year?
I would say first and foremost the defense, you know, because we haven't ran from a defensive perspective, the 3-4 was, I mean, we meshed with it pretty well, but just getting guys in the right spots. With Coach A, just getting used to him, you know. It took short time, you know. He's a great guy. I mean, it's hard to not like a guy like that. I mean, you respect his coaching ability. He's a great mentor. He's a great teacher. He's a great motivator. Just keeping guys in line and just getting adapted to how he coaches.
You got 120 guys on the roster. There's a lot of guys on that roster at Wisconsin that have started more than one game coming here. Coach chose three young men to come here and represent the University of Wisconsin. You're one of those three. What does that say about the role they expect you to play on this team?
First and foremost, it's a privilege and an honor to be here. I'm blessed to be here. I mean, if you would have asked me my freshman year, would I be here right now? I would have told you no way. I mean, because you got guys that have come through here, Monty Ball, James White, Kurt Phillips, Mike Taylor, Chris Borland, guys like that, Jared Aberderis, and like you see that, and you're kind of like, I don't think I could ever get to that spot. But I mean, it's an honor, and I mean, just doing what I can to represent Wisconsin the best of my ability.
Is that a sign that they think that? I mean, you're going to be that special player, that there is a lot of potential there?
I'm just doing whatever coach asked me to do. You know, I'm a very coachable player. And I'm very versatile. So, I mean, it shows, I mean, for me, I mean, for all three of us, it's a good stage to be on to show that, I mean, we care about this team and we put in a lot for this team. And I think that's one thing that, the coach looks for us to be a couple of the guys. I mean, there are other guys that could be here as well. But Coach looks for us to be the guys, and it's an honor.
Wisconsin nose guard Warren Herring, I'll let you out of here with this. You do get to start with LSU. Not very many programs start off that first game with a very marquee matchup. How much extra pep in the step, and does that give you going into fall ball, knowing that first game is going to put you on a national scene?
I mean, it's a great opportunity for Wisconsin football to show what we have, and, I mean, it's a big stage with two big-time teams battling it out, so more physical teams are going to win, but as approaching it like any other, I mean, we approach it like any other game. Every game is a big game, especially here in the Big Ten. Anybody can lose on any Saturday, you know. The first game's up for grabs. I mean, you got two big-time teams boxing it out. The Big Ten championship is up for grabs. I mean, you can't single one team out because, I mean, you got another team that's lurking right behind them.
The favorite hasn't done so well in that Big Ten championship game as of late. Well, again, the Huskers will be going back up to Wisconsin on November the 15th, and they'll be looking out for Warren Herring to give us a small opening that day. Warren, hey, thanks for giving us some time here on ESPN
thanks
Radio.
Thanks for having
Warren.
Me.
Thanks.
I'm honored. I appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Have
Thank
a good day.
You too.
Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Glad to have you along with us, and we have more great collegiate football players. We're going to move on to Michigan. Michigan is going to slide in with us. We are pleased to talk Wolverines. But, Randy, let's be honest. I don't know how to feel, but we kind of miss Michigan. We don't get to play them very much, man. We don't get to play them.
No, and it's always great to see the Wolverines whenever they come in, one of the elite programs in the country, and, you know, that's most historic.
Well, I think we're going to have Frank Clark slide in and join us here from the Michigan Wolverines.
Frank Bushko, nice to meet you.
Good afternoon, Doug Duda. How are you?
Good afternoon to you.
What do you think?
Oh, man, you know, nice little atmosphere going on down here in Chicago.
It beats an 8 o'clock in the morning lab and in school, doesn't it?
For sure. But at 6 a.m. workout.
I got to ask you first and foremost, because I want to ask Coach Hoke this when we get a chance to talk with him a little bit later on. When we were here last year at Media Days, everybody was saying, wait till next year. Michigan is going to be incredible next year. Nobody wanted to talk about last year. They said, in 2014, Michigan might be the best team in the conference. Do you go in feeling that this is your year, that even though not a lot of people are this year saying that, can Michigan bounce back and be the best team in the conference?
I believe we can bounce back. You know what I mean? When you look at teams that have bounced back and had a great season, you look at the Missouris, you look at the Auburns. When you look at Auburn, how they had, I believe it was a 3-7 season, you know, the year before they made it to the national championship, you know, that says it all. You know, we're not really worried about the preseason rankings. We're not really worried about the preseason saying what the media is saying. We're just worried about our team, you know, and the insides of it. You know, we're just trying to become a better team.
That game at the end of the year against Ohio State, I mean, you guys had them right up against the ropes heading in there. How important? Help us understand at Nebraska, we don't have – we've kind of lost that within our conference coming in.
The rivalry.
What is that rivalry? Sure. How ingrained is it in the Michigan football culture that you beat OSU in that last regular season game of the year?
I mean, you want to do anything you can to stop them from, you know, putting on a pair of gold pants at the end of the season. You know what I mean? Because that's all they do. You know, our main thing is just, you know, establishing a great team and building that good foundation so that we can go out there and win that game at the end of November.
We're talking with Frank Clark. He is a defensive end, in fact, the top defensive lineman for the University of Michigan, as given out by the award last year. You've had some pretty good coaches. Ted Ginn Sr. Yes. Coached you in high school. And, of course, everybody knows the Ohio State connection with his son. But talk about what he taught you, maybe more than a lot of these guys and their high school coaches. I know they're all good, but, man, Ted has made a name for himself.
Oh, yeah. Ted Ginn Sr. over there at Glenville Ginn Academy High School. You know, I give a lot of credit to him for making me the player I was today. If it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't be at Michigan, honestly, because when it came down to my selection process, you know, he told me I wasn't going to North Carolina, you're not going to USC, you need to go to Michigan. I'm like, why Michigan? You know, he's just saying that's the best school for you, you know what I mean? They go offer you the best academically, you know, they go offer you the best athletically, so that's where you need to go.
What was it athletically that it was such a good fit at Michigan for you? I mean, academically, Michigan's academics, some of the best in the country. Mm-hmm. But in terms of fitting in football, what made Michigan maybe a cut ahead of some of those other schools?
I just like the tradition of it. You know what I mean? When I heard about it, I seen it on TV growing up, you know, people running out the tunnel. I seen the former players. I seen the Charles Woodsons. I seen the Desmond Howard catch 100 times. I seen the Charles Woodson interception 100 times. I seen him. The Rose Bowl image and video of him holding the rose in his teeth. Those are things I wanted to be a part of at the end of the day. You know, I wanted to see Pasadena, the sun set over those mountains. That's what I want to see.
We're talking here for another couple minutes with Frank Clark of Michigan. A lot of guys, we were just talking with Wisconsin, they don't have a lot of guys coming back defensively as far as starters. You guys got a good core coming back. How did you even get better coming out of spring or through spring ball?
Oh, when you coming out of spring, when you notice that it feels like you haven't lost a step, that's what you want to work towards. You know, because at the end of the day, it's not really about the games we lost. It's about how we lost them, you know. And we lost the games basically by beating ourselves. I don't think one team beat us last year, but, you know, the team in East Lansing. But other than that, I believe Michigan lost every game that we played against, you know, when we did lose. You know, when you lose by a combined 11 points, from those other games, that says it all.
And the little things make a big difference. And not only are you an outstanding defensive end, but special teams.
Exactly.
Something that are you going to continue to do that next year, special teams? You're one of the best special teams players for Michigan.
I mean, it depends.
And
you know
it takes
what I
mean? A little bit of goofy to play special teams.
Admit, man. It depends. This year we got a lot of depth. I mean, me playing special teams, I'm real, you know, I love Coach Ferrigno. Our special teams coach as a coach, also our tight end coach. But, you know, they kind of limit me playing special teams coming off my freshman year. I had some pretty good showings playing special teams, but then they took me off it. I was kind of mad for a minute, but then, hey, I mean, it's not hard playing defensive end for the whole game. So
you're going to push for it, huh?
Yeah.
How hard is it to track down Devin when they let you get after him in practice?
It's not hard. You know, I got a lot of speed, so I'm not really worried about that. I run a 4.5 legit, so I'm not really worried about Devin getting away from me too much. Neither am I worried about any other quarterback.
Fair enough.
Good. Well, there's always some good quarterbacks in the league, and they get to play at Notre Dame. Is that Nebraska doesn't have that tie with Notre Dame? Is that this is the last time they're going to play? That seems to be a big deal with the alumni and the media. Is that a big deal for the players?
I think it is. You know what I mean? Especially for the alumni who've been a part of this game for 20 plus years. You can be a part, you know, 10 plus years. But I think as a player, my biggest thing with it is just being able to play in this last game as a player in my century and my time, and this is the last Notre Dame game, when you think about it, it's been the game going on for the last, what, 50, 60, 70 years. You know, being a part of that last game, you're going to always be remembered for that. You know, you're going to be always be remembered for something you do in that game. And that's something I want to make a real big impact in that last game so I can be remembered for the years to come.
Frank, Doug kind of mentioned this earlier, the expectations on this team, you know, from last year. Do you guys, obviously as a senior, this is the last hurrah. This is kind of the last shot. Would you rather come in under the radar or be that team that everybody says is the favorite to win the East?
I want to be under the radar. You know what I mean? It's nothing wrong with being under the radar. It's nothing wrong with being the team that nobody wants, that nobody sees, that nobody has in their high in the top 10 or top 5 rankings. I want to be under the radar because those are the teams that make those stories, that write those books. Those are the teams that at the end of the day everybody looks up to. You know, they're not the, you know, when you take it to basketball, they're not the Miami Heats. You know, where teams expect them to be in the championship every year for the last, well, 4 years. They're not those teams. They're the teams like the, you know, the teams like the Bobcats who slowly starting to make progress towards, you know, making those playoff runs and things like that. That's the type of team we're going to be.
I think they're going to be awesome, awesome, awesome football team this year, and not just because Frank's over here and could thump me with one hand. Frank Clark, we appreciate you joining us here on ESPN in Nebraska and the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great season, my friend.
You as well.
Great to meet you.
Thanks,
thank you,
thanks,
guys.
Thank you.
We're the Doug and Daddy Show here in Chicago, rolling on. More folks making their way down Radio Row on this Monday, and we'll have a lot more tomorrow. Of course, the Doug and Daddy Show from Big Ten Media Days, brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island. Go to GIDiocese.org for mass times and parish activities throughout central and western Nebraska. A lot more going on here with Big Ten Media Days live from Chicago. We're going to take a break and be back with more after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Best friends deserve to look and feel great, as only Puppy Junction in downtown Kearney can make happen. ShopWheelerDealer.com has discounted $20 gift certificates toward any haircut, wash, or products. Buy and use as many as you need. Certificates from ShopWheelerDealer.com add to the savings. ShopWheelerDealer.com, where you buy local and save big.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You'll get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.